Hello out there. You are listening to the In the Mystifer podcast, where we discuss godly love, godly marriage, and everything in between. I am your host, Toyin Adekola, also known as In the Mystifer. Let's get started. A big welcome to all my listeners. Guys, a while back, I watched an interesting documentary on an extraordinary group of people who remember every day of their life. As in every single day of their life. They are called memory wizards because they remember every second of days ago and weeks ago and months ago. The way you remember what you did this morning and what you ate and what you wore and what you watched on TV, they remember the same thing for things that happened months and even years ago. As I was watching this documentary, I remembered fantasizing about how wonderful this gift must be, remembering your whole life as if it just happened yesterday. And I envied them, to be honest. Until I heard the youngest member of this group, who was 8 or 9 years old, who said, "Not only do I remember the good, I also remember the bad." And he went on to mention how on a certain day, every single year, he has a difficult time because that's the day his father really hurt him by saying something really painful to him. And each year on that same day, he remembers exactly what his father said as if it happened yesterday. And the pain, which is years, it happened years ago, the pain still feels very real and very raw to him. That really stopped me because I hadn't thought of it from that angle. With this kind of gift, yes, it's easy to remember the good times, but it'll be just as hard. Actually, it would be impossible to forget the bad times. Now, think of every bad thing that has happened to you when your parents hurt you, or maybe a parent or a sibling passed away, or you were in a car accident, or you lost a friend, or you failed an exam, or you didn't get a job, or a boyfriend or a girlfriend broke up with you. Imagine the rawness of the pain you felt when it happened that day. Now, imagine feeling that same amount of pain, that same rawness, feeling it every time you remember that incident. I mean, how horrible would that be? You know, Philippians 3 verse 13 says, "Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward." Looking back at my life, I have gone through a lot of things and accumulated a lot of things that I really do not want to remember. Both things that were done to me, but things I had done to others. With each day, the distance generated has given me time to grieve, time to heal, but thank God also time to forget. It's through this that I've realized that the ability to forget is another expression of the grace God has given to me. So why is it that in some situations I refuse this gift of forgetfulness and willingly choose to dwell in the moments it took grace for me to forget to start with? You know, I take this bruise, healed by the grace and gift of God, the gift of time, and choose to pick at it over and over and dissect it and relive the pain as if I'd forgotten the raw and horrible pain I felt that day. 2 Peter 2 verse 22 says, "The pig has returned to its own vomit, and the pig that was washed to wallowing in the mire." You know, sometimes I see people who say, they're alcoholics. And when you really question them, they haven't had a drink in the last 10 years. And then there are people who say they're ex-alcoholics and they feel comfortable going into bars, being around alcohol, being around friends who are drunk because they believe that the time between now and their last drink has somehow given them a supernatural strength to resist it. And usually it takes one drink, one taste, one sip for them to be back within the same drama of addiction that they were once free of. You know, we women, and guys too, of course, but you know, I like to talk to women. We women, we do the same thing in many different ways. We let ex-boyfriends do a drive-by on our hearts and our bodies. We open doors we purposely locked by hanging with friends we know that are not good for us. We take our scars, the scars that took us so long to heal from, we take them and we dissect them with such curiosity by flirting with old temptations because we believe that we are stronger and we can now handle them. Something I learned, do you know that scarred tissue is actually weaker than the original form and will always be so? For women who have had multiple C-sections, if a pregnant woman is about to have a baby, two things doctors do. Number one, they advise them to not try for a vaginal birth because if they go into labor for too long, the scar tissue, the scar they had from their first C-section, can actually rupture. And when they're going in for another C-section, doctors cut into the scar tissue from the first C-section because scar tissue is weaker than healthy, fresh tissue. So if we are weak in a section of our life, and we know it was literally the grace of God that got us through, why do we feel like we can flirt with the same thing that caused the injury in the first place? Why do we claim we're fighting the temptation of porn, but feel we can go to a strip club for a bachelor's party? Why do we ladies believe we can just be friends with a guy that we've been sleeping with in the past? Why do we hang out with gossips knowing that they will drag us into it? Micah 7:20 says, "You cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." If our sins and frailties and weaknesses and past has been thrown into the depths of the sea, it is time for us to get out of the water. We should not frolic with it. We should not get our feet wet. We should not go in for a quick dip. We should not be picking up calls from guys we have no business talking to. The same guys that made us cry for months on end. The same guys who caused us so much pain. Just because we've had time away from them. Just because we've had time from a particular weakness or a particular sin. That should not give us the impression that we can freely walk back to it and there won't be consequences. With the strength God has empowered us with, we should completely leave it all behind. We need to stand in the freedom Christ has given us and no longer be entangled with the yoke of bondage. That's Galatians 5 verse 1. We need to live. We need to fight. We need to conquer. And we need to forget. When God has given you the gift of forgetfulness of in a certain area of your life, we need to see it as the gift and keep on moving forward with our eyes on God and not on the past. Okay, guys, that's our episode for tonight. Thank you so much for joining in. Always remember, you can find resources on my Pinterest. Feel free to email me any Dear Indie questions you might have, and it would be my pleasure and my honor to answer them. As always, until next time, God keep you and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. You can find today's show notes on inthemistofher.com. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and share with a friend. I would love to know your thoughts on today's topic, so let's continue this discussion online. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. If you'd like to send me an email or a Dear Indie question, please send it to inthemistofher@gmail.com. As long as God is in the midst of me, I will always be in the midst of her. Until next time, God bless.